is appointed in a pagan ceremony, in a pagan temple, and he himself participates in the ceremony. This is the first time in the second Beis HaMikdash that paganism makes a run for it again in Palestine among the Jews. However, we can be thankful for the fact that Herod was not frum. Just as he wasn't frum Jewish, he wasn't frum pagan either. He didn't believe in any of the nonsense. It was only just a convenience. It was only the means to the end being power. And therefore, when Herod returns to Eretz Yisrael, we do not see Herod participating in any paganism, in any pagan behavior. In fact, we see his opposition to it. But here in Rome, I imagine this is the source of the famous saying, when in Rome, do as Herod does. Right? And that's what he did. He was not about to argue the point with Octavius, especially when Octavius was now granting him this wish, an outlandish wish, that he be restored as the king of Judea. Herod takes the two Roman legions, besieges Jerusalem. In a bitter, bitter siege, and Jerusalem was besieged by the two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. It was then besieged by Pompey. It was besieged again in the war with Antipater, and now it is besieged by Herod. The city is almost destroyed by the series of sieges and wars. Certainly the morale of the population is sapped. He prevails in the siege. He kills Matisio Antigonus. And he takes his revenge against all of those who killed his brother, Patsoil. And he takes his revenge against the members of the Sanhedrin, against the Talmidei Chachamim. According to Josephus, over 13,000 people were killed by Herod after the siege, political prisoners. And now he sits on the throne of Judea. Now Herod is one of the most tragic figures, because even though he's a madman and even though he's a murderer, he has in himself he has qualities that, when you catch him on a normal day, which is rare, he is truly concerned about the welfare of the country. He wants to be loved. He wants to be accepted by the Jews. In the end, he wants to be Jewish. He's just not willing to give up his grandiose dreams to accomplish it. So what Herod did now was bring back Hyrcanus, sans ears. He brought him back from Bovel. Now, he could not appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. So Herod now breaks the tradition. No longer will Achashmonai be the Kohen Gadol. He appoints a man by the name of Hanameel, who we know little of. Apparently it's already a political appointment to be the Kohen Gadol. But he brings back Hyrcanus as a symbol of the Hashmonaim dynasty. And Hyrcanus, in his weakness, allows himself to be used as a tool of Herod to further reinforce his claim to the throne, and that he is part of the Hashmonaim dynasty. Herod prevails upon Hyrcanus to give him in marriage his granddaughter Miriam. Now, Herod's first wife was a Samaritan woman, a Shomronis, a Kusis. So most of the Jews held that he isn't Jewish and she isn't Jewish. But now, when he married Miriam, and Hyrcanus.